Psachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Psachim Bavli Daf Lamed Ches. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Zayin, a base, 12 lines up from the foot of the page, Rabbi Simon. Rabbi Simon B'Shem Rishu Ben Levi, Oysei Kezayis Sh'adam Yotzei Boi Yidei Kovosa B'Pesach, Soch Shle Yehei Boi Mashkim. Rabbi Simon, quoting Rishu Ben Levi, says that the Kezayis of Matzah eaten on the night of Pesach may not contain any other liquids other than water. Rabbi Yumi Omar, La Mitzah is Amos. Rabbi Omar la Mitzah is Amos, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi Omar le'ikov is Amos. Rabbi Yumi and Rabbi said that this is merely a mitzvah, means ideally this should be so, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi said that it's actually essential. Milsei de Rabbun Bachir Omar le'ikov is Amos, from the following statement of Rabbun Bachir, it's clear that he said that it's essential. Heisiv Rabbun Bachir v'ataninan chalos toida islach meima chalos toida she'ein bahem mashkim. Rabbun Bachir asked, surely our Mishnah prohibited using Chalis Toida from the verse 7 days can they be made, as we saw earlier. Why is this verse needed if the Torah requires oil to be used for Chalis Toida, thereby disqualifying them from use as matzah? Am Rav Yosi Tamon, Ravisi Ravis Mishalekes Lekamaminim. The answer is there, a Ravis of oil was divided amongst the 20 loaves, which is not enough for the dough to be considered enriched with other juices. Aida Amadal, and the Gemara asks what's the source that one could fulfill his obligation with enriched matzah. Yachol Yotzei Dechavosei Be'Revucha Tamvad Leima Ushmatem Es HaMatzeis Matzah Shesvich HaShimo Yotzei Zusha Ein Esvich HaShimo. With being a Baisa, I might say that one can fulfill his obligation with Revucha, which is challis fried in a pan. They contain a large quantity of oil. The Pasuk says in Shemois Yud Beis Pasuk Yud Zayin, and you shall guard the matzahs, refers to matzah that needs to be guarded from becoming leavened, unlike Revucha, that anyway will not become leavened. The proof is that this implies that if it would need to be guarded, one could use it for matzah, even though it contains a large quantity of oil. That with bringing support from the Baisa, one could fulfill his obligation with flavored matzah, even if it does not have the taste of grain, as long as the majority is grain. The assumption is that it was flavored with juices. Ne'ema matuveles shimshimin matuveles egoizim. The Gemara says, no, let us suggest that it was flavored with sesame or nuts. V'heida amat da, and what's the source that one can fulfill his obligation with flavored matzah? Yochol she'ina yotze v'pesach ele v'pas hadro'a minan afilu k'matzah shloima talmud loima toichlu matzah isviva imkei matab loima lechem oini pat lesursin ulechalas hameseres ulashisha. The Gemara answers from Abaisa, I might say that one can fulfill his obligation using black bread, as it would fulfill the Pasuk's description of Lechem Oini, which is poor man's bread. From where do I know that even King Shlomo's royal fine flour matzah can be used? And the Pasuk is in Shmoyis Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Ches, you shall eat matzahs, and there's an inclusion. If so, what's the understanding of the phrase Lechem Oini? And this, the answer is it excludes scalded bread, fried dough, and a large bun. Yotzim b'matzah aveh ad tefach k'lechem aponim. One can fulfill his obligation with matzah up to the thickness of a tefach, which is a hand's breadth, like the lechem aponim, which is the showbread. Yotzim b'matzah na k'dei she'tifoish v'lo ta'aseh gidim gidim. One can fulfill his obligation with matzah that's not fully baked, as long as if one would snap it open, there would not be veins, so to speak, running along it. Matzah yishana taflugta d'beis shamay u'beis hillel. Am Rav Yosef de Be'akol, who, akivan shalei asar l'shem ha-Pesach, davaboy shalei dik-dik ba. Old matzah is a dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Rav Yosef disagreed and said that all agree that if it was not baked with Pesach in mind, it's certain that he will not be careful to prevent it from becoming chometz. Yotzim b'svikim ben mitzioim ben j'enim mitzioim afapisha omu ein oisim svikim mitzioim b'Pesach. One can fulfill his obligation with thin matzahs, whether with or without designs, even though they said that ideally one should not bake thin matzahs with a design on Pesach. Tani Am Rav Yehuda, Shal Baitus ben Zunin es Rav Gamliel v'chachamim b'Yavne. The Baita says from Rav Yehuda that Baitus ben Zunin asked Rav Gamliel and the Chachamim ben Yavne, Ma'o la'sois zvikim ha'mitziyon b'Pesach. May one bake thin matzahs with a design on Pesach? They replied, no, as the lady will delay in making them and they will become chometz. So Baita said back, if so, why not make them using a mould which will avoid any delay? They replied, no, people will say that all thin matzahs of the design are prohibited and baitas are permitted. Tani Ubyosa Oimer Oisin Sukim Kurikikim Bain Oisin Rikikim Kugluskois. The Baita of Ubyosa says that one may make designs on very thin matzahs like wafers, but one may not make designs on buns.